A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi!
Happy holy day.
Oh my gosh. When you said that, my butthole, you literally clenched up.
And that was the goal. And so check it off the list. Accomplished. I did my job.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. But here we are.
And, you know, that might be your instinct, but we should let everyone know. Fisting Friday, that should be something you expect. And if you're here going, whoa, I am shocked. How did I end up here? To that, well, we say,
you got the shocker.
Exactly. And you want to hop along for the ride? You know, declench, ease the body into it for sure. But if you feel like you need to prepare, that's also okay. And we'll be here. We're always here.
Here we are for Fisting Friday.
And if you're unfamiliar, this is where we read the results of last week's episode of But Am I Wrong? And this one went up a little bit late. And to that,
I
say,
that late.
Expect it. It was my birthday.
Yeah. And also, we're recording a day later, so it didn't really affect us.
Yeah. No, and that's the good part. So yeah, we'll get into all of it on see you next Tuesday, but recording all of this like next upcoming week virtually, because I was at the Taylor Swift concert and there were lots of people around and I just want to play it extra, extra safe.
Yeah. Megan was in the streets.
I was in the streets, and I did give you the recommendations of my entire medical team. And
which I, one of them you didn't send, so I don't have it saved. And I know I looked them up, but
The one you looked at on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember his name now.
So. And you didn't want to look through the people following who you know follow mm-hmm. him. Yeah. It's yep. complicated. I'll send it on over to you again.
Thank you.
And so I just, you know, got to be extra careful.
Yeah. I understand. I understand.
Well, should we get into these results?
We shall, Megan. We shall. I'm also very excited for Ben Am I Wrong, the upcoming week that we have yet to record.
Oh, Melissa, when I tell you, I hope to God you're talking about what I think.
Oh,
you're
you know. Melissa, you know I'm talking
Melissa,
about
it. Melissa, I was like, I don't even have to worry about it. Like, she has a shit. I didn't even bother to text you because I was like, there's no way she's got this handled.
The day that there's on Mondays, I usually record a podcast on that day, but we didn't record this day. So this Monday. So I spent all day deep I'm into so it. And my notes are extensive. I forgot to make some updates because since we didn't record on Tuesday, there's been some updates, but I've got them mentally in my head.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I just have to say, it's one of those things that like, there are certain things that happen in the world that bring forth comedians that mm-hmm. we didn't know were comedians.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that, my nipples are hard talking about it. Like, that has been the part that, like, I just know that right now, no matter what app I'm on, I can open it up and I can laugh my fucking ass off.
Yes, yes.
And I love that.
It became my new deep sea exploration.
And we all need one. So stay tuned for that, everybody.
Uh-huh.
But until then, let's read the results. So this was for episode 75. And first up, we have me. My hot take was, stop touching people. 0% said I was wrong. And 100% said I was not wrong. And I did take some screenshots to see what these people said.
See what these people said.
Sorry, everybody. That was very impersonal. I'm so sick of a culture in my industry, parentheses music, and everyone thinks I'm awkward, rude, or weird when I express my discomfort about hugging everyone all the time. It's our jobs. Why is it normal to be hugging in your professional relations?
Yes.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I think about that in the sense of like creatives are also supposed to be nice. Like you have to like be likable and like mm-hmm. you don't have to be likable in a lot of other jobs. Like, you know, your boss needs to, you need to be like a fine person to work with, but like how many people do we work with who are horrible to work with and they still work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only one I saved from that one.
There's another one. I'm autistic and not speaking for all. Some of us don't like being touched or even hugged. I lost a friend in middle school for constantly giving me hug attacks to the point I ended up lashing out. Don't remember that part at all. And somehow giving them a bump on the face like Cardi B.
Fucking relatable. I tell Matzik specifically, if there is a touch coming towards me and I am not expecting it and I have not said like cool, I cannot be held accountable for my reflex. Mm-hmm. And my reflex isn't just like, you know, the doctor hitting the gavel on your knee and it like bouncing.
Did sometimes you say a gavel?
What is it? It looks like a gavel. It's like a rubber gavel. Order in the court. Order on the kneecaps. But like, yeah, sometimes I will like if I'll punch you. Like, and that's just it's my reflex.
That's what I always think about those people that call themselves pranksters and dress up like as a plant.
Yeah,
and
I would sit outside kick them in the fucking face. Them.
I'm like. Now that and I know how to throw a punch now for like how long when did we start going to Rumble?
I don't know, but yeah, no, they
and
don't.
Now I have a punching bag at home.
You got
too,
a fucking
so like,
1-2 hook.
You got like 5 years of like
yes
punches that I have never done it on a human being, but uh-huh. that day would be the first day.
I'm ready for it to make some squishy contact. I'm ready yeah. for it not to just bounce back completely. Like uh-huh. I'm ready to cave some noses in. Like don't fucking it baffles me. And then people are like, why would you do that? And I go, was I going to do that if, what led us here? What was the cause? Because it yeah. certainly was not me.
Yep. All right. And then mine was, we need to stop going to Florida. 4% said I was wrong. 96% said I was not wrong. Someone said, still trying to get my undocumented fam out safely.
So fucking rough.
Somebody said, only saying Mel. First of all, don't call me Mel. Only saying Mel is wrong because I live in Florida and am sad. We said if you lived in Florida.
Yeah. Like, just because you didn't get a name check like charity doesn't mean that like we're not including you in this.
Yeah.
Like, know that charity's name represents not just charity, but it represents, I mean, depending on it. Sometimes we're only talking to charity, but like,
yeah.
You know, she represents, she would hate to know that she does represent
the state of Florida.
The state of Florida in from a place of love and protection that we know whenever we talk shit on Florida, we have to insist, charity, we're picking you up on the way.
Yes.
Like, don't worry. Someone also said, as someone who's in Florida and is gay, hard agree, please don't give this awful state tourism money. Yep. Did you fucking see what he just did? Greg Abbott?
The one where he was talking about picking up his kids while his wife had cancer?
No. He made this like floating barrier in the Rio Grande that he covered in knives. So people.
What?
Uh-huh. Or like blades. Like they're not like. I don't want it to sound like he just like. This isn't a DIY project. Like, and it's like subtle enough that like they just look kind of like metal bands on there. So you wouldn't see. And so people's bodies are getting caught in them to a deadly or mangled man. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. It's like Squid Games shit. Like it's you want to harm people publicly, like, and physically, you want to. And the fact you're going to put people who work there through the trauma of that, like, it's just all fucked.
Ew.
Yep. It's a floating barrier, has circular saws on it. He's like a cartoon villain.
Yeah, he is. And his little shoes that he wears.
Yeah. He looks like
an evil. But did you see that video where his wife was, like, praising him for picking up their kids while she had cancer? Like, we're supposed to applaud him for that? They're his kids.
For doing carpool pickup?
Yes.
Oh, maybe he doesn't know how to drive. Maybe he learned how to drive to do this.
And we're still supposed to applaud him for
that.
Yeah,
because I don't know if his legs can reach the pedals.
If my legs can reach, his legs can reach.
Maybe he has a lifted Hummer and he just like refuses to admit that like he's not a short king, but like.
I used to drive a Hummer. Douche. I told you that, right?
I can't believe. No, I can't. It was my company car. That's the funniest part. I just imagine just like you getting out of the car and like someone's like, "Where? Oh, there you are."
Yep. And imagine me pulling up to valet.
That's what I mean.
In this car, and I hop out,
whipping out your step stool.
It was funny, and this is when like there weren't a lot of Hummers, and
yeah,
so like. It was like when I pulled up, people were like excited to drive it.
That's so funny.
And then also my friend had like a real Hummer. Like
yellow.
It was like, yep, it was yellow. And like it was like in the inside, it was like military where it wasn't even like real seats. Like,
yeah, no, you're in like an upside down amusement park ride strapped in.
Yep. And we would go pick up Melanie from school and she'd be so embarrassed because she didn't understand, and then later she was like, "I didn't like appreciate the fact that I was living a rap
fucking music video
in like probably like 200K at that point."
Yeah, no, that's like a video vixen car. Like, yes. This is my super sweet 16. Like, live your moment. Like, come on, wow, that is fucking crazy. That was like not a Marin car, obviously.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more.
And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books, so we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me, so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. but happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work, which that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Then we have writer number one versus the concert goers who left because the writer and their friend were being loud. 83% said the writer is wrong, 17% said the writer is not wrong, and we got a lot of people writing mm-hmm. in about this one. So someone said, I was mega torn on this one. I'm usually one who's pretty loud at concerts until I notice people giving me looks and are visibly annoyed that I tone it down. Now that I'm thinking about it, though, the writer was wrong for not stopping after they noticed people were visibly annoyed. Someone else said, I have some thoughts about this. When you started reading the submission, I did not think instinctively that the writer is wrong. You did convince me with the arguments you gave. However, I think that being aware of proper concert etiquette is definitely a privilege. I've never been able to afford concert tickets to a big artist like Lana's Magnitude. I think that if I went to see my favorite artist, I would be a little feral. Even more so if I was on the floor. I do 100% agree that if people were looking annoyed at me, I would get the hint and tone down my voice. And that's why I think the writer is wrong and so inconsiderate. Not mentioning the fact that talking to the first act is very disrespectful and has nothing to do with not having been to a lot of concerts. However, I think that all people, older and younger, screaming at concerts does not necessarily mean that they are inconsiderate. I truly thought that the point of concert is singing along during the performance. So there's another one I want to read after I like saying this. So this the thing is like if you are like, well, if I notice what I'm doing is pissing people off, the first time that happens, then knowing that it's a chance and a possibility that it is a fresh annoying to other people, then that should be the mindset going in the next time you go to a concert. Not like every time you go to a concert, it's a clean slate and it's like, well, I'm just going to do it until someone gets annoyed. And it's like someone got annoyed last time, but then also think like how many of us have social anxiety and like would feel very uncomfortable. Like not everyone expresses that they're annoyed or frustrated the exact same way. And so knowing that someone could get annoyed by said behavior, I think it's just so much better to vibe check like mm-hmm. what the concert is. And like I said before, I went to Taylor Swift, and that will be brought up by another person in the one that I'm going to read because that has...
Before you get to that one, I just want to, because I know which one you're going to get to and... I got thoughts on that one too. Yeah. Someone also said even Beyonce hates loud singers and sent a video of Beyonce looking at somebody like because they were being too loud. And that's actually what I was referencing.
Exactly. I also love the amount of people being like, how do you scream sing to Lana? Like you can't hear a thing that she's yes. saying. So someone said, gotta say this might be one of your worst takes. Loudly screaming, singing along with the artist is what makes the experience of the concert. I just saw that Megan posted a lot of videos from Taylor and literally wrote about how nice it was to see everyone screaming along to this one lyric. Of course you need some common sense, like no need to just stand there and scream if the artist is talking. I also thought it was very funny since Sweden just got under a lot of heat for not being loud enough at the Beyonce show. Like the videos were spreading on social media and people were like, what the fuck? Why is this so quiet? I think both as a concert goer as well as the artist on stage, you really appreciate having people screaming the lyrics to your songs during the concert. Imagine how awkward an arena/stadium show would be if it was quiet. So not awkward at all. But also, like I said in the original one, like there is a huge, like Taylor Swift is a very like major exception to this mentality, but there is still limits. So you're singing along to the songs and truthfully, if I do wish everyone sang a little bit quieter so you could hear her better, but they compensate with the amps. And so I got Mats and I both like concert specific earplugs to wear during it. And he was like, I go to show, like I've been to so many shows, like it's fine. I'm like, it's different. It's because everyone screams, sings her songs. They play the music and her vocals so much louder and then people are singing louder. And he was like, he even said, I've never been to a place that was this loud. And so there are moments, but you can even hear in my video when I'm recording, like people get really loud for like certain lines and not for other ones and some songs more than other ones. But again, there's like a difference of knowing that every single person is doing that there and you're all doing it together, I think if you're the one person who's not singing along and you go to a Taylor Swift concert, everybody is singing along, everybody's very loud and you're like upset and you want everyone to be quiet, that I understand, but like, it's not going to happen. Like that's, it's just a truth of the matter. And how I would behave at a Taylor Swift concert singing along, I sing along for some songs. I like sometimes will like lip sync along to other songs, like depending on what it is, depending on how loud everything else is. But there was a girl next to or in our row who, the word feral is a good word to describe, like, she
I hate that word
though. But, so no, she went into like Moss, like we both of us, I was like, I don't even want to look at her annoyed, because like this, I don't want to sound like it sounded like she was having like a religion. It was like this like got like this, like a, I don't even
like
know
a
if
demon
she,
was coming
yes,
out of her.
I don't even know if she like totally was aware every time she was doing it, and she was with her dad. And so I would just kind of give a look to her dad because I'm like, I don't know. It was an intense sound. It was a really deep, really throaty, like guttural, and it broke through the sound of everybody else singing. And it was like incredibly intense. And she would do it at parts of songs that were not Taylor's most popular songs. And her and I, I'm like, bitch, we got the same taste. Like, I totally understand. But she was doing it in a way, so like specifically when she knew a lot of other people wouldn't be singing along to it, she would pick one lyric and then people would turn and look. And so it was in a way like that. And she knew. And then even during the opener, there were some people who were just screaming the whole time. And they know that, like, if you can hear your voice above everybody else's, you are too loud. If mm-hmm. you can pick your voice out of a lineup, if other people can turn and know where that sound is coming from in a crowd of people who are being loud, you are being too loud. And there's a way to like sing along and like scream when you're excited that is a part of the collective that's not disrupting the other people near you. And thankfully, I think her dad like noticed that, like, Mott also was looking, like anytime she would make that noise, like we would both like just look to her dad because she was also pretty young. And it could have been, yeah, it could have been her first concert experience as well. And that's something I would have done when I was young. Like, you feel like you're going to get noticed and it's like very exciting, but she like, it was toned down exponentially. So I do think that there is a way to enjoy concerts. And if you've never been around someone like that, and you've never been to a show like that, where someone else's viewing experience is ruining yours, and there's actually no way, you can't even get on their level because it's just disruptive to everybody else, that's not fun for anyone. And the artist doesn't want that. The artist doesn't want other fans to ruin the show and the experience and have that be left a bad taste in their mouth for something that they didn't do, mm-hmm. you know? So yep. I just think that that's not the case. And I do think a lot of people have not experienced that. And so if you felt like you're in this as a collective, that's not the same experience.
Yep. And then to piggyback off the thing that you said about the Beyonce thing, it was in a place where that is how they attend concerts. That is their etiquette. Mm-hmm. That was for that. And so people that were posting did not understand the etiquette of that place. You have to understand the etiquette of where you are.
Yep.
So Beyonce knew that going into it, and she wasn't angry. Beyonce also gets angry at people when they're being too fucking loud. Mm-hmm. And there are certain parts in her song where she allows the audience to be loud, and then everybody goes on mute. Like, people uh-huh. are supposed to be quiet.
Yep. Yeah. It's just like, if you're attending a concert in LA, Houston, and specifically a Beyonce, you're going to have a different experience than you are seeing Beyonce in Sweden or in Spain. Seeing a concert in the United States versus seeing a concert in Brazil. Like, everybody has different norms of these mm-hmm. things. And it's our responsibility, like, to like, A, not police how other people like their culture on those things, and then also assimilate when according to. But I mean, those TikTok comments, like, I don't agree with people saying like, I would have been losing my mind. It's like, that's not what it's not what they do there. And then you're going to ruin other people's experience. And that doesn't make you more of a fan.
Yes, you will lose your mind in the place that you are, mm-hmm. but not where they are. So you go to the concert where you are and you understand the etiquette.
Exactly.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Then we've got writer number two versus dad's ex-girlfriend who drove drunk and didn't wear her neck brace. 2% said the writer is wrong. 98% said the writer is not wrong.
Oh, someone said, as someone with a family with multiple DUIs, I know what the fuck. I really respect the writer for putting their foot down and enforcing boundaries around this. It's not easy, especially when the rest of the family is happy to ignore it. My wrong of the week, I nominated Robbie Williams. And 98% said he is wrong. 2% said he is not wrong. And I just have to say, like, looking up this man and these photos of him performing, he is so committed to being campy. Like, he literally did, like, a pap walk when he was in the Caribbean because he got COVID when he was there. And so he's, like, at the resort, like, doing, like, he called paparazzi and he's like at the resort, just like sitting by the pool wearing a mask. And I was like, I don't need paparazzi. Like, if paparazzi can have proof of you socially isolating, like, I don't think you're doing a good enough job.
Also, so this was after you did this?
No, I think this was before.
Oh, okay. But also, like, who's around him at this pool?
That's what I'm saying.
You have, like, if you're isolating at your pool, then why do you need a mask on?
No, he's in the Caribbean. Like, he's at a resort.
Oh.
And so what I'm saying, I'm like, it could have been like a private villa too, but I'm also like, why do you need, if the paparazzi can prove you're isolating, you're actually not doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then we've got Jason Aldean, 99% said the toe is wrong. 1% said the toe is not wrong.
I do really appreciate all of the responses of people being like, wow, that's a toe.
Yeah.
That's a big toe.
Yeah.
That's a girthy, that's like my big toe. Like, that's my big toe that had the little bit of the issue. Like, that's like the girthy big toe. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that his neck and his septum are both receding.
Megan.
I'm sorry. As someone who literally broke their nose when they were a child from falling flat on their face, I can say
he does look like he fell flat on his face.
Fell flat on his face. And like, I've been there. Dr. John Vartanian will do wonderful work for you, sir. Like, but probably not actually for you. I think he'd turn you away.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that is it.
I'm glad that song had a resurgence this week, though. For other reasons.
And you know what? There needed to be a theme song an anthem. Mm-hmm. And
other people have, you know, released songs too. Oh, have you? You didn't get the songs?
I don't know if I did.
Oh, if you did, you'd hear them. There are two songs dropped on Monday.
I wonder if they were in like the background of some things, and I just
They came out. There's also a playlist.
Oh, yeah.
But then somebody, like, two people have made songs too.
Wow, original discography. I'm fucking mm-hmm. here for. You know what? Yeah. This is what we call creating art.
Mm-hmm.
Art comes from so many different. Like, you know how you create diamonds? Pressure.
That's how I got here. My parents getting under pressure.
Why would you make the joke about your parents fucking? Like, that's so weird.
I make it before anybody else does.
I wasn't going to make it. So just know that. Actually, I might have.
People were thinking it.
Well, they were, without a doubt. Anything else?
Nah. Wonderful. That's enough time.
I think that's perfect. Then I can turn the air conditioning on.
The air conditioner. The AC.
Because I have that now. Suck on that, motherfuckers. I'm so fucking excited. It's great. Okay. Well, we'll fist you soon. Okay.